Well, I'm still in this delightful bookshop cafe, and I'm now going to talk to the owner. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Johan. I opened the cafe 6 months ago in Welgwat, Café Librairie.
Cafe, and what made you decide to combine a cafe and a bookshop?
Well, I had been to a few Café Librairie in Brittany, and I just loved the concept, the atmosphere in those places. And actually, my best friend has got a Café Librairie in Becherel, which is famous for to be the city of books, of Café Librairie. And I went there and I thought, wow, this is great. Because books, you can also make cakes, and I love cooking.
I know that.
So
I've just been testing that gorgeous cookie there.
So it was a mix of everything.
So are you originally from Brittany?
I'm from Rennes.
Oh, you're from Rennes,
yes,
right.
Okay, and I've been living in Welgwat for 16 years now.
16 years, right. But I understand also you've spent some time in England.
I did. I worked in London and Plymouth in the hospitality industry, and I also was a French teacher there.
Right, at a school in Plymouth or?
Yes.
Yes?
Plymouth College.
All right, yes. I know.
And I'm loving Welgwat. It's such a special village with the forest. I love the nature here. Yeah.
Well, it's full of history, isn't it? And was this place when you, did you buy it or are you renting it?
No, I bought it.
You bought it, yes. Right.
So I renovated a gîte upstairs. So it's also a plus with the Café Librairie.
Was there a lot to do to make it as it is,
yes,
today?
Yes, because it used to be a pharmacy, which was abandoned for 3 years, and it was like there was a nuclear bomb here. So, yeah, we renovated it.
Well, it's been done. Johan, it's been done. It's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
I'm always a big fan of places like this, cafes or bookshops that have these sofas too. As you can see, I'm spreading out, and I'm likely to be still there when you shut up tonight.
Well, I just wanted to make a cozy place, give a cozy place to people, for people to be and hang around.
To browse the books.
Yes. And you can read if you want to read. You don't have to read. I mean, it's...
Oh, I mean,
just relax.
It's my dream job. This doing it. But also, I understand that you do exhibitions.
Yes, and that was the plus, the surprise, because I've had lots of people who came to see me, offering me to exhibit their work, and it's been a great experience. I met lots of great people, and every month we have a different exhibition. Drawing, we had sculptures, African sculpture, that was amazing. We also have concerts, harpists last month, and last week we had poetry and music. So that was really, really good.
What would you say your clientele are, the people who come here? Are they a mixture of?
Definitely a mixture. I'm lucky the English really bought the concept. They were the first in. And now I'm getting the French as well, which I'm happy about. All around Welgwat, the villages all around Welgwat. So now it's a good mixture.
You've got your jeets upstairs now. Any other plans to expand?
I think I've got a lot of my plates.
You've got a lot on your plate. And now tell me, who does the cooking? Who makes the cakes?
Well, it's a passion of mine. So
Make
the cakes. I use organic flour from the windmill in Skrignac. And I try to use local products or organic products as much as I can.
Yes.
Also vegan milk.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much.
And certainly I shall be back. So best of luck, Johan.
Thank you.
To meet you. And I'm sure it would just continue to go from strength to strength.